Mindig jó, nyugodtan.
Makitam ni nak 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 tu tiada kata minunak kata. Makanya kita yang mata tak kuat kamu ada nak kita tahu min mangan kata kita mat kuat ini. Hei,
next one is Joe's son from Shungnak.
und nach Schillig bin ich in Gäse. Das bin ich auch sehr, bin ich auch lange nach Schillig, bin ich hier. Ich sag, sag du nicht, was ich, da haben wir immer. Die Gäse, ich nach Schillig, dann ist es, da kann ich mir. Katakte kone pilit tone tara bakku tit tak tole maka makku nato nuga umange tukob babicha uga talusun talusunga dago nisek tumun mele inmini talusunis bigay chalato tak na siro gale tablo muna ukati niya tara uga tak ni tak to kuna manda paksa kami rung tak na yung nawalok na sama kit kani takanani kitis kanyangani kanani pitsumi galakom talis kanyangani taam na tatpap mga sagutisak kisig lukakting agra taanit takanda pinak nila tema ni taka dumaasin dalagot iyakam ni it na kevit luwit totu kimecha lakto nga agla lukakaktot takanda it na kawisak poflo it na shooting asiya ta kanuna it na kahoting naginya kami ng lago it na kawakto it na kawakto duwa unakto ta kutupin it na kahoy kami ng asiya tema kanitsinita it unak ukpivalong na kanitema kigil ako tanik kigil ako ta kahoting omat tamat ka kigil ako akluwit at pisumuna ng laksin nilit nilit tak na chinigo ko ba kigira ka flugit na luisa ka tani tata dawa ka yakpok kibuma tuwa katma papa nga na makinyak to tuktok palung na sa tak na ito mubasi izik yugo tamarik yawni gita itok ila uusimara tatablo mga takanak na ignarnik akranik kanak na anik terizawin ila koktik lani tada ko ba nakmusaro mo kako gula silit mga yubla kanukingi yung mga tarama inug ka ka uga 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 kausay charot ilisibal la pesta sibulik taklawit bigi mo tubawit mga saro ilis chokinawit tarama
hakla tanda tupik sabagalitit na sibalong
ten matagko ten makna sabagpalukat matama ka utok patlo siyama
unawa na yoksi magigataan na sa pituna igalilik ikirmat kanunay nakaktap
tekcho sibulay tala
na yoksi magigataan
na sibulay tala tekcho ilitkosat ukawot ang lamun rikyo pitakot
igilakapayakata ko tokaktaan na sa tupat tautok si maplungin ruma ang naura mga peksu tiyo na taan na naklo mga peksu lakipin sule tupat tupak raonik sabag talakaman yan po ritmi tablo ma ilyo tam na ayo ka lang na gato tupat kali pilya kayaan ka pwedeng pa
nung ito ba tira itkaubangit kanasi mo tayo niya tatali pinakit kani ko
pa nung 1 minute let me ask some questions so I understand
if she's in that pit pa
tara mi wat kani tira tayo
pa nung pinakit Aku tahu ni ngau kita mau pisut mik, tapi gua agak tempat kau.
Tapi gua pak mau pisut mik tuh tak kap kau, tapi ini cakap lu mau pinjat pak lu tera pol ke je, dah kau ingat tak? Dah
This is the ground level. This is excavated down, right? This is dirt. This is dirt. And this is a dirt floor.
Yeah.
And these, what is this?
This was
a stick.
The frame, part of the frame. But he said this was the level of the ground, and this is how deep they dug.
I see. All right, then these are four posts, four big timbers. The house should have, as I understand it, a house should be like this. It has four posts. We're looking at it from above, and fireplace here. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly what she said.
Four posts, and then these are connected.
Four corners of that old thing, and then it was there.
And then timbers across.
Timbers across.
And then timbers came up from the side, and then sod went on top.
Yeah.
No, no.
Now what we need to know is the names of these four timbers.
Well, the post, and then I can explain the way I seen it, and then these four timbers, and then it was a crossway, the one I've seen from the old time before our time. It dug about 4 feet. And then,
Sheldon explaining about Joe's son's house.
Any length of maybe I draw it.
Well, let's Chester. Chester was next. You can go ahead, Chester. Come on.
This next one is Chester Civic.
That fire under the window. When you make fire, you have to open the door a little bit. That stove. And then smoke from down here just go right up over that window.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep that door shut, that smoke just go on in the place.
Elwood Honeycutt explaining about the fireplace.
You understand that?
I understand. You bet.
Okay.
You're making a draft for me.
Umawa Clayton, Muyomo Karaya, Ukivik, Settlement House. Not the Brulik, we call the Brulik a temporary house.
All right.
The Brulik Mikuna, Iglaudakto, Dina, Nulak Takamin, Inilak Takra, Tango, put Wago, the Brulik Big. Yeah. The Brulik Big Tango, put Uba Pakoa, contact of she, you never see the deck. But to the other, if you look to the children, you will be able to get the children. But if you look to the children, you will be able to get the children. 9 weeks, in the round, and the good in Matun, and the good Jamish bin Matun, included as next to the court. Uba Obey, he will start with Makuni a Kaduranek, Kopit Laglugo, Mama Ki, Ukimi, Mamanik, Pekarado Akton, Opin Yala Kadu, Del Rora Dabuko, Kopi Bluwich, Kopit Laglugich. I'm going to go to the house.
This is Sheldon.
I can speak Eskimo. So therefore, you've seen the exact what they've seen, and they lived on it in their time. But this, I'm going to explain a little bit before our times, what I've seen it and what I know, digging the ground way up to Surpo, up to on Selby Lake. And then, I'm not a drawer, but I'm going to explain it after I try. They don't mention about 4 feet deep, but I've seen it 4 feet deep, right? Even my home across the river from the Shangnak village, I have a house. It's alongside of me, about this deep, it dug down to the ground. That's Tubibak or Ibrulik or something like that, or Lura Pukivira or anything like that. And those Mars house they're talking about, but I'm gonna try a little bit. This is the ground, on top of the ground. And this is 4 feet. And I'm gonna, and then about the 4 feet deep duck, about 2 feet, not too high, maybe 3 feet. And then something like this. This is the strong timber. And then even before this duck, as much as deep as they can. And this one here, this is the depth about 4 feet, and then still deeper than that. And then this is the post, I should call it. And then another one over there too, somewhere the same length. I'm gonna draw it on the front. And then this one here, and other one too, this post like this. And this one here should be like that, and then put across the length way that the strong timbers, and then after that another log, and then so therefore this one here on that length log that way, and then they going to put a length way timbers like this, and then strong one the log way back, and then these strong timbers, and from there on they put another one too like this, and then this one should be a little higher, should be, and then from there the little timbers put it on top, their own way put that thing to stay on, and then this one here cross way again for that, and then those let you know the two cross piece for the length piece again, long, and then they put that, and then they put the cross piece after those top ones, and then they put the cross piece in where they want the window. There was old timers used the Ugruk intestines, because in my time we have for the window Ugruk intestines for the winter, because we have it. I think my dad buy from Samson Ganau, because he come down here to buy everything what we need, and then he is rich man and Siriega. Those two bought a lot of things for us up there. And then this one here I'm talking about, they put on top of the ground they put a split timbers because we had a lot of timbers, and then all the way to the back, and then and after that they put a on top of this the same way with the logs, and then they had to cover this before. I could hear they said only moss, but I know when the cut banks, all the moss is get it lower on the banks, and then after 3-4 years, it get all the moss is pinch and pinch and pinch. It's called ikaftala. That's for the roofing, waterproof moss. That's ikaftala. When you cut it right kind of ikaftala, you can cut it the same width if you want it, and then about this thick, you cut it and then roll it just like a rolling or something, roofing paper. Any length you want for that to cover the house. That's waterproof, even how rain comes, it won't leak. Even better than the roofing paper. And then you cover that thing, moss, all the way. And then after that, you cover it with the dirt you want, any thickness you want. That's a cold proof and rain proof or weather proof, that is. And then this one here, this is the ground, 4 feet. And then I've seen them like this, cut, and then about 20 feet. This is the old timers before my time. And then they dug it about 20 or 30 feet, lot longer than this one. And then it has little steps to go out from that, and then they covered the same thing with the timbers and all that, and then covered the same as this one. And then that out there, it's another door. And this one here should be like this, not this way, a little bit slant this way. And then black bear skin and brown bear double, and then black bear should be in. And then like the old timer said, they tied this thing and they tied and opened it, and then it was like this. And then when you go out, the door set by itself, and then it won't cool air comes. But when in the middle of this, it was not on the air, but on the floor. That's a fireplace, little boulders for the fire. And then you have fire in the same length of that, same straight from the winter. And then on top of this, it has a little fire yet, about 2 logs like this, and use the ukrop intestines for the winter. And then for the winter. And my mother said, after they have a fire, when it's get a real red hot from the red stones, the other things, and then they thrown out the timbers, like Joe said. Some of the women's experience when the winter, and then even little charcoal, they throw out experience ones. And then after that, they stuck this one here, even covered with a sheep skin in order to keep it warm. And my mother said, only once have a fire for the 24 hours, never get cold. All the children without clothes stay inside for that long, 24 hours. And then this was a hydraulic or tubic bath or something like that. And then some other, yeah, Soligora too. And then those old villages that Mars about this did right now, and trees about this thick, it grows on other building, connect to that storm shed 20 or 30 feet long, another igloo, Soligora. And then when the war came, they can escape both ways, both ends. And some of them 15 by 15, some of them are 20 by 15, and then one building about almost 30 feet, I think that's a Kazigit. The place I'm talking about is Kokoloktuk, about 8 miles from the mouth of the Kokoloktuk. That's an old village, a lot of buildings, and then one little old little igloo, maybe 8 by 8, that must be the old Anarurak, maybe, with a little orphan grandson, seems to me like way in. That's a little wood. That's in that place. If we get up there with a boat in the right time, we can dig it. Some of the old houses fall down by the Cut River. That's in the story. That's invaders from the Arctic, from somewhere, to Anaktuvik or Lucky Six or somewhere. That's the village was on story time. And then